And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Elm Creek head football coach Blake Schwarz, who joins us. Well, Coach, first off, congratulations on the achievement of becoming a head coach. I know that you've had some assistant work in previous years, but now you're the head man. Just talk a little bit about the experience as you move into the head coaching role.
Yeah, so I started coaching at Elm Creek, it had been 4 years ago now. And first year was under Coach Jace Doolin, and he taught me a bunch, and I still feel bad for him because at the time I had no idea what was going on, and, you know, he was almost running it like a one-man show, and so then I kind of got an idea of what all it takes. And then the 2 years after that, Coach Josh Rohde, he was here, and him and I, we've learned a lot together, and he taught me a ton too. So being around those guys like that, that really taught me a lot. And then, of course, growing up in football has helped me a ton.
Blake, I know that, well, you've already talked about being on the staff. Hey, I would think that that has helped you in the transition, has it not? I mean, already knowing the kids, has that been a big bonus for you?
Yeah, it has. This group of seniors, their freshman year was my first year coaching. So being able to be around them for 4 years kind of helps. I would kind of say develop that trust, and, you know, kind of helps develop some leadership from those guys because they know what I expect and have expected for the last 4 years. So it does help out our team with me being here on the staff and not getting a new guy coming in.
Blake, I know that summer has become such a big part now of preparation for the upcoming season. What about the summer for your guys? I know that the weight program was probably a big, important part of it. What were some things you saw from your kids during the summer to get them ready for the start of the year?
Yeah, we went to the UNK team camp first week of June and had about 23 guys there or so, and we competed well at that, and there was a couple kids who stepped up that I was not ready for. There was a couple of new freshmen coming in, and sadly, the one that I'm thinking about, Brody Meyer, he's not going to be able to play. He ended up having some cattle incidents. So, but he really impressed me, and he'll be good. And then there's a few more freshmen that are actually going to end up getting some playing time, and out of the older guys, I kind of expected them to be good, and they've fulfilled those expectations and ended up surpassing them on a few times, and especially when we went up to Dunning. We had some good group there up there and had a good time.
Blake, as you've worked through practice so far and you're getting ready now for the start of the year, what are some of the things in practice that have stuck out to you so far about this year's team?
Yeah, they're real go-getters. A couple weeks ago, we had probably one of the best practices had one of the best practices that I think I've been a part of here. Just the amount of energy that they bring to practice and the amount of focus. And we really get a lot of stuff done in the 2 hours. And especially with this week being hot, you know, we got to follow the guidelines. So we've been moving around practice times and all that stuff. And I'm not really too worried about it because these guys really bring it every day in practice. So we're going from mornings to nights, and it doesn't really bother them much. So that's a good thing about this group.
Blake, you talked about growing up in football. In high school, you grew up in a South Loop uniform, and now your first opponent as a head coach is South Loop. That's got to bring a few emotions to the table, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's going to be fun. I'm still good buddies, and of course, my dad's good friends with all those coaches, and so I see him around. We golf together once in a while, and so it's going to be fun. It is going to bring back some emotions for me, but that's part of it, and that wouldn't be great football without some emotions. So
yeah. Well, let's talk about your opponent and about the game. What will be the keys, Blake, for Elm Creek to be successful in the opener?
We definitely got to contain their quarterback, Trey Connell. He's just a stud. He can throw it and he can run it. And then we really have to keep watch for their option game. We got to stick to our rules and what we've been practicing for the last 2 weeks about it. So if we, I think if we do that, then we'll be able to be all right. Offensively, we'll have to definitely, well, I think we're going to have to throw on, we'll see. But if we continue to practice, play like we've been practicing, I think we'll be all right.
Well, Blake, it's great talking to you. Before we came on the air, I was telling you, you're making me feel old. I was calling your games when you're in high school. But congratulations on all the success, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Blake Schwarz joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.